Richard Benville was all smiles at his official swearing-in on Friday. Sporting a crew-neck sweatshirt that read Nome, Alaska across the front, Benville held his right hand up in the air and swore to support the Constitution of the United States, the laws of the state of Alaska, and the ordinances of the city of Nome. When asked about his priorities for Nome, Benville mentioned the port first and foremost, saying that he supports the plans for expansion. But he was also realistic about the need to diversify the city's economy.
With Shell pulling out and some other things happening, I think we all have to kind of drop back a little bit and take another look. It's a lot of money, but I think it's money that we can ultimately find, and I think the direction is exactly the direction in which we should go.
The direction Benville thinks the city should go in is towards more tourism, and not just because of his role in the industry over the years. While Benville was born in New Jersey, has lived abroad, and has spent a large part of his career in New York City, there's never any question of where he calls home and just how proud he is to do so.
You know, we're a wonderful town with a phenomenal history. We're known around the world. This has one of the best name recognitions of any place in Alaska. And interesting, and beauty, and people, and cultures, and all of it. In gold, too.
It's that phenomenal history that Benville thinks Nome should focus on in its attempt to diversify the economy. He suggests one of the first steps would be to host the Alaska Travel Industry Association, which brings together businesses, organizations, and individuals throughout the state at its annual convention.
If we could ever have the ATIA convention here, they'd go crazy. They all been wanting to come for 15, 20 years.
This year, the ATIA met in Juneau over 4 days, and next year's convention is being held in Anchorage. In the meantime, Benville says that much of the city's history, from serving as the finish line for the last great race to its role in the first successful transit of the Northwest Passage by a Norwegian explorer, are on display at the center of town.
And we can't forget Front Street. Everything we're doing is, you know, we're moving off of Front Street. Man, that's our history. Right outside this window is the Iditarod Arch. Right outside this window is Raoul Amundsen. There's a tremendous amount here on Front Street.
Benville will attend his first city council meeting, a platform for proposing new directions for the city, in less than 2 weeks on Monday, October 26th.